everyone, Neil Patelia, thank you for downloading the latest episode of the Indian Startup Show. So summer is just around the corner, which means it's time to start making plans for your epic summer vacation. So today I speak to Sudipa Sinal. She is the co-founder of the Blueberry Trails. Blueberry Trails specializes in personalized holidays to locations within India and around the world. Exciting stuff. So she left her day job at 26 to commit to her travel bug and cater to group travelers to exotic destinations. So in this podcast, we talk about how the platform works, how she got started, favorite holiday destinations, the booming Indian travel industry, best flight holiday websites that you can use today. We talk about female entrepreneurship and what she's like as a boss and much, much more. So please enjoy the show. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on the Indian Startup Show today.
Thanks, Neil, for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Please tell the listeners what you're building, please.
Okay, yes. So I'm the co-founder of the Blueberry Trails. We are an experiential personalized travel company. You know, we design holiday packages meant for those who are looking for, you know, a more immersive travel experience than the usual sightseeing. So that's our, you know, travel philosophy. And we design holiday packages around that to suit your needs. So to suit your budget, to suit your sensibilities, to suit your interest. And that's what we've been doing for the last 6 years, based out of Mumbai, India.
Excellent. How did you come up with the idea? Can you remember the actual light bulb moment?
Sure. So, you know, like most people who start off, I was stuck in a, you know, corporate job, and so was my business partner. And we thought of doing something a little different in the Indian travel landscape. Then, you know, holidays were mostly about the usual, the usual path and, you know, doing a lot of sightseeing and stuff like that. But we wanted to like break the mold over there. So we started off with these offbeat weekend trips from Mumbai where, you know, we would inculcate elements of music. For example, we would take an indie band and make, you know, and go camping with them and put up a show, you know, in the outdoors or do a movie screening or go stargazing. That's the genesis of Blueberry Trails, really. So the highlight of experiences was essentially what we carried forward year after year as we added more products to our portfolio. So then we added on, you know, trips around India. And then for the last 2.5 years, we've been focusing on international destinations. And there too, we focus on, you know, local experiences and local, more immersive things that you can do, which is beyond the regular sites that you see.
Mm-hmm. So you've been doing this since 2010. Can you share some stats?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So far, you know, we've catered to 5,000 travelers. Last year, we carried out 300 trips, close to 850 travelers last financial year. We're also growing at 100% YOY since the last 3 years. So yeah, it's been a good journey for us, a great learning experience. We are growing the team year on year. And also our portfolio has really, you know, grown manifold. So currently we have 40 countries on our portfolio with 400 destinations, 4,000 itineraries, and 12,000 experiences that, you know, we, you know, spread it all together to form these trips.
How does the actual platform work then? Say if I wanted to use your website, what do I need to do?
Well, essentially, you can drop in your request on, we have a contact form or we have a chat function, or you can call us on our IVR and we will take down your request with the basic, inputs like how many people of, you know, where you want to go, how many days, what is your approximate budget. And someone from the team will get back to you like, you know, in an hour's time with, a feedback on what we can custom make for you. And then in 24 hours, you're going to receive an itinerary from us. Post that, you can come back to us with any changes that you would want, any changes that you would want to make to the itinerary. We will carry that forward. And once that is done, the transaction goes through. So you can just pay on the website and your trip, you're ready for a trip. One of the key features of a Blueberry Trails trip is that, you know, it's not just about booking a trip. It's also like we take pride in saying that we start from the inspiration stage. We go and help you with the planning stage. And then even while you're on the trip, we have like a follow-on option where we have a team member from our team who follows you through the trip day by day, hour by hour, trailing you on your every activity, experience, stay that you have coming. Because for many people who are going on a customized trip, being in a foreign location on your own can seem a little daunting. So to take that fear away and, you know, to ensure that there is no problem over there, we have this shadowing function where someone from the team follows you around. Yes. Yeah. So like I said, you know, we focused on a lot of experiential weekend getaways from Mumbai. And really, Neil, like both me and my partner, we don't come from a business background. So, you know, we come from families that say, do a job, you know, be stable and stuff like that. But so we told ourselves that, you know, we're going to do this for 6 months, see how it goes, and we'll take it from there. So in 6 months' time, we saw tremendous interest about this kind of travel. We were doing these weekend trips. We saw, a lot of mainstream media were covering us. A lot of people said that this was completely new and they really wanted to be a part of it. And even though we were not making money, but we saw, you know, great traction. And that really helped us, you know, believe in this more. And we said, hey, you know, I think this is a great time to take a plunge. And we just went ahead and did it.
And where does the name come from then?
So, you know, the blueberry trails, a lot of people ask us that. So essentially, you know, blueberry in, you know, it is a difficult berry to find. It needs the right kind of temperature and the right kind of conditions. So, you know, it stands for things that are not very easy to find. So, you know, like peace or contentment. So it's a trail to find, you know, that sweet spot of your life. Yeah, that's what the blueberry trail stands for, you know. And also me and my co-founder, Vishal, really like a blueberry cheesecake. So it all, you know, falls together.
Okay. Well, let's talk about travel then. What are your favorite destinations then?
You know, I was just back. I'm just back from this 1 month long trip. I was in Indonesia. I had an excellent time. I think it's the perfect mix of spirituality and a lot of adventure. And, you know, it's way beyond just Bali. So you have Lombok, you have, you know, the Komodo Islands. So you have Flores. Indonesia is great for me. I also really like Croatia as a destination. I think it's, you know, the mainstream crowd still haven't got there. And that, you know, it's a perfect mix of history, adventure, and also great food. So these two destinations really do it for me. Yes.
In terms of traveling, what essential items do you take when you go traveling?
Well, I personally am a very light traveler. So, you know, like I went on this trip, I had a backpack which measured 10 kgs. It went 10 kgs and it came back, I think, 11, 12. So traveling light, I think, is a must. A backpack is always, you know, your hands are free, so you can do a lot of other things with it. You can run with your bag. That always helps, right? apart from that, yeah, I think swimwear and sunscreen, those are essentials for me. Sunglasses and a phone charger. That I think will sort anyone out anywhere.
So when it comes to your customers, what are the popular destinations and why do you think they are popular?
Okay, so for a lot of Indians, traveling abroad is no longer a luxury. It is something that you do now once a year, at least to our target audience that we are looking at. So a lot of people are really exploring Paris and you know, the cultural capital being that. Then of course Barcelona, people are really interested in that entire belt, the Amsterdam, Paris, Barcelona. But what we're really excited about is seeing really keen interest on self-drive holidays, like for example Croatia. People want to do sailing holidays, again, Croatia, Greece, Italy. A lot of people want to see, like, you know, Berlin, the offbeat side of it. So graffiti art and the Berlin Wall and, you know, that kind of the Cold War element of it. East Europe is also huge for us. So that is a very exciting trend for us to see.
So what do you think of like review sites then? Like TripAdvisor, I mean, do you actually believe them or do you think you like making stuff
absolutely,
up?
Absolutely. I mean, for a business too, it really, you know, makes a lot of sense. So even if we have a vendor somewhere, you know, and we are monitoring their TripAdvisor reviews all the time, and if they fall short of, you know, a 4-star or something on those lines, we have to, you know, have a chat about their service standards and stuff like that. If it doesn't work up to our expectations, we'll have to drop reviews. But I think review sites are amazing. For the traveler who don't use travel agencies like us, them too. Mm-hmm. And even for travelers who use us, like, you know, we tell our travelers that, okay, you're staying in XYZ hotel, and they go and they check the reviews on TripAdvisor or booking.com, sometimes Yelp, and, you know, I think it serves a huge huge message in being very transparent with your end travelers. I think that's super helpful for any business.
And do you stay in hotels or do you use Airbnb? I mean, is Airbnb big in India?
Airbnb is huge in India, but more so for the traveler who's, you know, planning the trip on his own. So if you're looking for people who are, you know, going to Europe or going to these places for a longer haul, like say for a month or 20 days or something, for the typical holiday crowd, they still prefer to stay in hotels. And, you know, that's a given, but also they're curious about Airbnb, but some factors like, you know, picking up the key from the owner, then these last moment cancellations, which unfortunately sometimes happen, that makes a few Indian travelers a little uneasy. So they choose to, you know, stick with a hotel. There are a lot of boutique hotels in the locations that we cover. So we try to get in on that. So you have a mixture of both, you know, the traditional architecture and the vibe of the place. At the same time, it's not just a very hotel cold food kind of a experience. So we try to merge both these things together, and we always keep our customers right in the heart of the city. Mm-hmm. That also helps being close to all the, you know, sites.
Excellent. We have listeners outside India. Yes. They may want to go to India, first time visitors. Where should they go? Any tips?
Absolutely, yes. People who are coming to India. So India is vast. So it would always make sense to do like a longer haul, like maybe a month. If you have more time, then I would suggest 3 months. But essentially, if you're coming to India, then you must check out the Himalayas. I mean, they are a different world altogether. I mean, different world from the world that I live in here in Mumbai, or where you live in, maybe, you know, in London. You know, people live with such basic necessities in such amazing landscapes. And at the same time, they're so happy. So it's definitely a lesson in Zen. So that's something I would totally recommend. So Ladakh, Lahore, Spiti, they're just amazing places. Apart from that, of course, Rajasthan, because it's a mixture of very deep heritage, great food, lots of colors, great photographs. If you're into yoga, then, you know, Rishikesh is amazing, you know, to be in, or Kerala. Kerala for the whole wellness vibe, lots of nice massages, again, good food, backwaters. So yes, that's what I would recommend. If you're looking for, you know, to party, then of course, come to Goa. Goa is great. So go to South Goa. They have a really nice party culture. I think I got all those elements covered for a typical, you know, first time traveler to any country.
Let's talk about the business then. In terms of marketing, how are you getting customers to the website? Is it email or social media?
Absolutely, yes. So we are, you know, we've kept our website very open. So we are big on social media. We have close to like over 100,000 followers on Facebook. We have over 11,000 on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're 4,000 plus. So we focus heavily on content. So we have blogs coming out. We also focus a lot on word of mouth. So, you know, travelers who come back, they're happy with our trips. Their testimonials mean a lot to us because we have a 40% return rate of customers. That really helps us, you know, being in the personalized travel field. Like I said, we are big on content. We also focus a lot on PR, but these are all people who reach out to us. And, you know, we get presence in the media. That helps an offbeat brand like us.
And what are your thoughts on the Indian tourism industry? It must be getting bigger and bigger, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It is growing every year. So currently, like, the personalized travel market is like a $1 billion industry in India. And that's customized travel. That itself, speaks volumes about the kind of work that there can be. Also, earlier, you know, it used to be just about packages and flight bookings. Even the bigger players like a Make My Trip, Yatra would focus on that. But if you see slowly, the focus is changing towards experiences and is, you know, focus more on personalization of travel, because people no longer want to be, you know, just bundled into a bus and be shown sites over a few hours. They want something more than that. And you'll be surprised at the kind of customers who come to us and they tell us, you know, we want to do something different. And these are first time people who are going to Europe, but they're very, very clear that, you know, we want to do something different. So that's a landscape change that we're witnessing in India. And so it's a very exciting time to be here right now.
What's your favorite travel experience then?
My favorite travel experience. Okay, so, you know, that's like just opening a candy store for me, and I have to choose one. But essentially, I'm quite big on Like, I really like food. I think food is a great way to experience a place. So cooking class somewhere would be great. Also, there are these sites like Eat With, or, you know, if you have these private diners that people host in their house, I think it's a great way to, you know, enjoy local food. At the same time, meet a lot of people who are there, maybe expats who live in that city, or, you know, locals who live there who want to meet other travelers. It's a great place to meet people, you know, have, so a lot of cultural experiences come right from there. So that's a very exciting space to be in. Like, I've gone on these, you know, private dining experiences and met people personally, mm-hmm. And gone on hikes with them next morning, mm-hmm. or, you know, gone pub crawling with them next week. So it's been like a great experience to essentially meet other travelers out there.
What was your first ever trip then? Can you remember?
My first ever. So I'm from an army family, right? So for us, travel has never been like so glamorous. Like, travel has been a way of life. So every 3 years, you're just moving to different places and you're like, you know, seeing a different culture and you're just, you know, immersing yourself in that. And by the time you get comfortable, your dad is like, hey, it's time to move. So you're constantly, you know, learning to, you know, adjust in different places. But from a holiday, I mean, I remember my dad was posted in the Andaman Islands, actually the Nicobar Islands, where only army people used to stay. So I remember staying there for 1.5 years. And yeah, it's a very surreal experience, very different from the holiday vibe that we all, you know, think of. So yes, I also did Ladakh quite early on. That was a very intimidating experience for me then. I think it was gorgeous. And again, like I said, you know, the Zen vibe, you know, how people live with so little and have so much at the same time. So it was very eye-opening for me, yes. So those were my favorites.
It seems that you go traveling on your own, is that right? And do you prefer traveling on your own, or do you go with friends and family?
Absolutely, absolutely. I love traveling on my own. Of course, I mean, I would love to travel with someone I love. It could be my family member. It could be, you know, a partner. That is something that is, of course, I'm not a lone wolf, not at all. I really enjoy that. But essentially, travel is a very personal experience for me. So if I don't find someone who I'm really connected to, then I would rather do it alone. I would not just call a random acquaintance. But that's just my personal thought on that.
Mm-hmm. And what do you want to achieve in the next, say, 2 to 3 years with this business?
Yeah, so like I said, I think we're in a very exciting time where the Indian travel landscape is changing in a very positive way. So I think in the next 2 or 3 years, we're looking to increase our geographical imprint. So from 40 countries, I want to definitely increase to, you know, like close to, say, 50, 55. We're looking at new revenue channels opening up for us. So we've essentially been focusing on the, you know, the FIT traveler. But now I think we would be looking at corporate trips, the luxury segments. You know, we have a lot of people who look at like these, you know, they want to charter airplanes and charter for sure. And also these newer categories like baby moons and bachelorettes. I think those are cute personal places that I would want to get into and ensure, you know, these group of girls have a great time. So that's why, yes.
Is there any like hot and up and coming destinations in India?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's a lot more that's coming up beyond the usual Rajasthan and beyond the usual Kerala. We have, you know, Madhya Pradesh is huge. It's right bang in the middle of the country. Mm-hmm. And it has the Khajuraho temples. People don't know about it too much. Also, it's not the easiest to reach. Mm-hmm. But they are great destinations to go. Very deep culture. Apart from that, Rishikesh, of course, is big on yoga. But they also have like this adventure arm to it where you can go like, jump, you know, bungee jumping, you can do rafting. So you have a mix of wellness, yoga, and this. Mm-hmm. Apart from that, Lahore Spiti is going to be huge. So Ladakh, unfortunately, has come under this travel boom. A lot of people are going there and has really opened up for a lot of travelers. Lahore Spiti, fortunately, still hasn't seen that boom because the roads are quite difficult to reach. And, you know, the villages are really far off. To reach anywhere, it'll take you 6 to 7 hours on the road. Mm-hmm. So you better have a great book with you or great music. But these are amazing places to just go and spend 15 days of your time. You are going to come back a different person. Mm-hmm. I felt that a lot of my travelers who've been there felt that too. So I would definitely recommend Spiti to anyone.
What will travel look like in 30 years time? Say if you had a crystal ball, what would it look like, you think?
Well, I think travel is going to be a way of life. Like, it's no longer just, it's right now, it's still an aspirational bit. It's still moving to the need category thing. I think moving forward 30, you know, years in time, travel is going to be a very basic part of life. People will go out, you know, we will all be global citizens. We'll spend time in different countries, not just to go and see sights and taste their food, but to experience different ways of life. I think the world, the global economy is going to open up, and you know, people are just going to be everywhere, and that's going to be a very regular way of life. Yes, that's how I look at it.
So you're a female entrepreneur. What is the scene like for female entrepreneurs in India?
Well, it's a very exciting time to be here. And I'm surrounded by a lot of really inspirational women who are doing amazing stuff in their own spheres. And you know how, you know, we are being taught every day, and we are teaching ourselves mostly how to break the mold and do something new and break away from the regular patterns that, you know, people want to put us in. And people still come to me and say, you know, congratulations, you're this female entrepreneur. I don't look at it that way at all. I'm just an entrepreneur, and I happen to be a girl. And you know, that's the message that I want to send out to a lot of other women out there, like, not to look for any special benefits out of it, but just to, like, make your way through. Sometimes, you know, you are not taken too seriously because, you know, of whatever, you know, biases that people have. But I guess your work is going to speak for itself. So let your work do the talking. I think that's the best way to go. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So a lot of businesses do fail, but yours is still going after 2010. You know, why do you think you're still going, but most businesses fail?
Perseverance, Neil, and something that, you know, my mentor Alok Kejriwal always says, that, you know, you should, you know, don't look at the sexiness of the business. So you don't need to have, like, a fancy office and, like, you know, 200 people staff. We have been operationally, you know, we've broken even, like, 2 years into our operations, and we plan to stay that way. So we are really looking at building an unsexy, even though we're in the travel sphere, but an unsexy business which makes money at the end of the year. We have a team of 10 people, really enthusiastic staff. Each one of us are extremely excited to come to work every day. I think this is the highlight of our day, and that's what keeps us going. So I think it's just about, you know, believing in what we do, having that same belief in the team that you are running this with, giving credit to the team when required, and yeah, just persistence, nothing else. Because they're going to be great times, they're going to be terrible times. But to, you know, just go through that with the same amount of vigor, I think that's what makes all the difference.
Excellent. And what are you like as a boss?
That you'll have to ask my team. But essentially, I think I'm quite chilled out. I want to make every day an adventure for my team members. Like, they really don't know what to expect. And, you know, there's going to be, like, an ice cream date, or we're going to go out for beers, or we're going to just work till 10 o'clock because we have to get this deadline on. So I think every day is an adventure here in office. I'm that person. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what would you say is the hardest bit about building this business?
In this building this business, well, travel business, A would be hiring, okay, to find the right kind of people. Because a lot of people come to you saying that, oh, I love to travel, you know, can I get a job? But they don't get it. Running a travel business is like running any business. And, you know, working for a travel company does not mean that you'll be sitting in the Himalayas or, you know, sitting in some beach in Indonesia. It means just putting your head down and doing real hardcore work. So finding the right mix of people who are excited about this and are committed to it, I think that is one of the toughest bit of this. And also seasonality. So now, because we've been doing it for so many years, we're used to it. But, you know, there are good season, high season, low season. So that's something, if you're not used to it, it can break your heart. So that would be a tough bit, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, say I want to go on holiday. I mean, are there any, like, websites you would recommend in terms of, like, flights and hotels that you use?
Yeah, so Skyscanner is great for rates, but essentially if you're a regular traveler, you should totally, you know, try to make use of your miles. That works best. But Kayak and Skyscanner are great. Also in India, Yatra gives some great offers from time to time, like cashbacks. That also helps in booking flights. Yes.
So last few questions. What advice would you give to first-time founders?
Okay, first-time founders. So, you know, a lot of people think of starting a business because they're excited about it right now. And, you know, they want to build a life around it. But you need to figure if this is something that will excite you 5 years from now or 10 years from now. Second thing is running a business is hard work. The sexiness goes in a year's time. It's like a new relationship. When you started, it's amazing and it's date nights and all of that. But after 1 year, it's that's when the real thing, you know, really starts. So persistence, yeah. So it should be something that excites you for a longer frame of mind. Yeah, that's essentially it.
And who are your heroes? Could be like business heroes or tech heroes.
So, you know, Vishal Gondal, he runs Boki. It's tech and fitness. I really look up to him. I think he's done some great work. He used to be a gaming genius. And then post that, he started Boki, and I really look up to him. Alok Kejriwal is someone else I really look up to. I go to him time to time for advice, and he comes up with the most honest answers, and I really, really respect him for that. These are two people I really look up to in the tech space, in the tech entrepreneurial space.
And what are your hobbies and interests?
I'm a music person, so I love music. I like to listen to a lot of live music wherever I go, whether it's just sitting by around a bonfire and chilling with people over there, or in a really nice, you know, club where they're playing great bands. So music, and I love reading and poetry. That's me. Yes.
So you've been to Indonesia. Where's next for you then, on your bucket list?
I don't make a list. So even my Indonesia plan just happened like 2 weeks before. So when you're running your own business, you cannot say that, okay, I'm going to take a holiday like, you know, 6 months later. It's as and when. So I think I'm going to go back to Bali for a bit. Mm-hmm. But when that's going to happen, I'm not sure. I'm hoping in the next 1 year sometime. Yes. You know that when you run your own thing, you can't like take off for a month or, you know, take off for longer times. So I'm hoping I can just squeeze in some time and do that. I was in Iceland like 4 months back. So that trip also happened very impromptu. But I think right now I just want to be in a more mellow and, you know, spiritual place. So I think I'm looking at Bali, going back to Bali again. Yes.
So when you go on holiday, are you actually working then? Is it like a proper job that you do?
No. I try to separate the two. So depends. So when I went to Iceland, it was more of a recce that I was doing because we were adding that onto our portfolio. So I was not working, but yes, you know, like, basically learning the laws of the land. But on other trips, like for my last trip that I went to, I was not working at all. I was just on my own because sometimes you just need to get away to come back to it all. Yes.
Excellent. So last question then, for people who want more information on Bluebeard Trails and you, how do they connect?
Sure, you can get in touch with us. Our website is www.theblueberrytrails.com. We're also on Facebook, The Blueberry Trails. We're on Instagram, Blueberry Trails, and also on Twitter. You can get in touch with me. I'm on Instagram. I'm called Moonlight Kingdom.
Moonlight Kingdom, wow. Okay, cool. Sudipha, thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much, Neil, for having us. This was amazing. Thank you for that.
Excellent. Have a nice day. Thank you. Cheers.
Thanks to Sudipa for coming on the show today. That's the end of the show. If you liked it, please leave a rating and review of the show. Search for The Indian Startup Show on iTunes, Stitcher and Overcast. We are also on Pocket Cast, Downcast, Instacast, Pocket Cast, and Apple TV. If you're building something exciting, please send me an email, hello@neilpatel.co, or tweet @IndianStartupSH, or you can go to facebook.com/IndianStartupShow. Would love to connect. Thank you and goodbye.